Hi, this is Jack Vaughn for the Talking Data podcast for this week, and I'm with Ed Burns, my sidekick in this endeavor, and we, both of us, along with our colleagues Hannah and Craig, went to the TDWI event in Boston. That was the BI Executive Summit put on by the Data Warehousing Institute. Ed, I know that you've written some stories based on the event, and I know that healthcare was, maybe because it's in Boston, was somewhat the area of interest. They were able to meet people like John Poonen, who was the Vice President of Product Management at Community Care of North Carolina, and one of the technologies he employed was one we're not that familiar with sometimes. It's data virtualization. So, Ed, what's the deal?
Well, it sounded like a pretty interesting idea for the healthcare industry in particular. When I used to cover healthcare IT full time, one of the major issues was all the different IT systems that hospitals are dealing with, and how they're all operating on. With different formats, and getting all the different systems to share their data with each other is pretty much impossible if you're just trying to do it straight between the two systems. So John Poonen was talking about data virtualization, which basically means that the data is not living in any one system. As soon as it comes into an IT system, it becomes virtualized. And he didn't really get too deep into exactly how that works. I'd still like to get a few more details on the nuts and bolts of that. But it does sound like an interesting way to deal with some of the main issues that healthcare faces right now when it comes to pulling data out of IT systems and being able to actually use it. Because right now a lot of healthcare providers are looking for ways to perform analytics on their patient data. They know that they have a ton of data, but they're really having a hard time doing anything practical with it. And so that this idea of data virtualization does sound like one way to maybe address some of the challenges inherent to healthcare IT systems.
Well, yeah, one thing I found interesting, the audience asked, how about latency? And he did say that they're looking to move to sort of a real-time operational ability, and that would be people that are nurse practitioners out in the far-flung counties of Carolina, and that they would be able to get the latest data, that it was fresh, and as well update it, refresh it themselves. I had the sense that his software complement included Informatica software and Cisco, which we take it that was a composite software who's sort of a front runner in data virtualization for a number of years.
Yep, two really big players right there.
And so, like, we talked about virtualization and health, and I think also visualization and health applications in analytics were on tap.
Exactly. That was another main thing that came up. Andrew Proctor from the Cleveland Clinic talked about some of the initiatives that they're doing there. This idea of data visualization is going to be something that's very important for healthcare providers when it comes to the ultimate end users, right? Because we're talking about doctors and nurses and physician assistants here, and they don't have time to be staring at an Excel spreadsheet or, you know, working in some complicated heavy-duty analytics system. They really need to be able to see the data on their patient, see how various treatment approaches are going to affect the patient, see what they're going to need to do to help the patient. They need to see it quickly and have some way to ingest the data and make sense of it in a rapid manner. And it sounds like, at least for Proctor in the Cleveland Clinic, visualization is one of the main ways that they're tackling that problem.
Well, it's great to cover something on talking data that has to do with something everybody knows about, which is medical issues. And we talk about data, we don't always get to talk about it in the context of something that's sort of good for mankind. But let's shift gears. You can tell me what this means to mankind. Location. I know that there were people at the event who were talking about how they're using geographical or location mapping to get a view into the data. I think it's one of the first things people do when they start manipulating data these days.
Mm-hmm. Well, it depends on who you talk to, actually. John Schultz, who gave a presentation, he was there from McKinsey Real Estate Company. He was saying that, you know, it shocks him that, at least in the real estate industry, you still need to convince people of the benefits of location analytics. He sees a lot of people not really embracing it. And for example, he told a story about leasing out space in a retail development, and he said that the owner of the property worked with a different realty group before him, spent several years on the project, and got basically none of the space leased out. He worked on the project using location analytics for about 6 months, I believe he said, and leased out almost all of the space. So, I mean, I think that does sort of speak to the power of the technology. And, you know, basically it just involved looking at a map, layering on some demographic data of, you know, who lives in the community, what type of interests they may have, and comparing that to other locations around the state and seeing what worked in comparable areas. And I mean, when you think about it, it does seem like a pretty straightforward approach to leasing out real retail space. But it's at the same time, it sounds like something that some people aren't really doing. But I think that will be changing in the near future. It sounds like interest in location analytics is growing. I also spoke to Elizabeth Gray of the City of Austin Fire Department, and she was telling me that they're looking to expand their use of location analytics in the near future. She mentioned that they're having some problems there getting it done, basically, because the City of Austin has invested pretty heavily in creating maps with a lot of data on them, very data-rich maps about the community, but those maps are pretty static and not, you know, difficult to pull insights out of. The fire department is currently using a business intelligence tool, and they use it to create some visualizations themselves, and they're very happy with the tool, but they were finding that it's pretty much impossible to get the geographic data from one system into this visualization system. And so she mentioned that they're having to work with a third-party vendor to customize that connection. So it does sound like there are some hurdles to jump through when you're looking to get analytics, location analytics projects off the ground, but it does sound like something that people are increasingly interested in.